What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is a new episode of the Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast. Also, we are sponsored by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. Oh boy, there's some good comics out, and you should, if you're in Sacramento and you're looking for a spot, you want to start reading comics, well, now's the time. We're in the age of comic books. All these movies coming out. We got San Diego Comic-Con. They're dropping trailers, which we're going to talk about on the show this week. But do yourself a favor. Oblivion Comics and Coffee. We have a drink named after us, too. Perfect for the summertime. The Video Game Bang Blast. And also the San Francisco Shocktail. Incredible drinks. Thank you to those guys. Also, the show is brought to you by Vast GG. They're great for marketing. Like, if you want to be a marketing person or market your podcast or your small business or stream, they are the guys to go to. They are trailblazing a new industry, super reasonable, and really good, just intelligent people to work with. It's very refreshing. And Gamersubs GG. Get your bump with Gamersubs. Use that code word VGB to get a discount. So what is up, everybody? We have a great show. It's Battle Royale Video Game Bang. So if you're looking in here, you see Webb is already here. A lot quieter than normal. He did, have seconds on the pizza, so I think he may be in a little hunger coma. But, let's get things started off here with our first competitor, Julian. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
Julian, you're a big esports guy now. You made it into the industry.
Yep. Video editor for NRG and the San Francisco Shock. Really enjoyed a lot. Been there for like a year.
Hey, the guys don't listen. Brett and Ant, they don't listen. So you can say whatever you want. You can badmouth it if you want. I'll hold
it's really great.
it's kind of an achievement. And you kind of just weren't hyper pursuing esports particularly, but it's like such a competitive thing. And like, how do you feel about it? Like, did you think you'd ever be in esports, and what's it like for you?
No, I never really thought I would be. I remember like just growing up and video games were just like fun type things. My parents, they never really like put in my head that it could be like a career or anything. But this job kind of just, I was kind of in the right place at the right time, knew the right people. My friend Jason Rico, I went to school with him, and he would do like one-off jobs for you guys every once in a while, and I guess he would recommend me when he wasn't available, and I guess it took like 6 months, but you guys finally called me and liked what I did, so offered me a job like the next day.
It's funny because Laura and Rico were like pushing you so hard, and there was like a couple opportunities to travel. And Jason pushed your name, and I was like, oh, dude, I would love to, but I just don't know him, and I don't want to be stuck on the road with some stranger. Like,
yeah.
He seems cool and everything, and then, a couple months later, I was like, what's the name of that dude? And we had time to meet, and then,
your hands were tied.
My hands were tied.
Give me a call.
And then, the next day, it was like, yo, you want to go Spain, bro?
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I think it was, the second day, you're like, hey, what are you doing July, whatever. Yeah, you want to go to Spain? All right. And that was like my first time overseas too. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, for both of us.
Yeah.
We got to experience that together. We almost got thrown out of an airport.
Yeah. The hotel wasn't that great.
No, hotel was terrible.
Right by that brothel.
I mean, was it? I mean, I can't confirm. I never went.
I don't know. It's called, what was it called? Like the Kiss Club or something?
The Kiss Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey!
What's up, Webb?
What's going on, David?
How long have you been out?
About 3 weeks.
That's weird. That's a weird ass dream.
Yeah, yeah. Chat was starting to get a little nervous, but he is alive, everybody. David Webb is back in the
house.
What's
going on,
everybody? Here for the birthday.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah. What do you remember?
I won a vision quest in the desert, and I met a shaman. He told me what my spirit animal was.
Which was?
A naked mole rat. Don't get vision quests on Groupon. It's not worth it. And then it's all black after that.
All right.
Did I miss anything?
You missed a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron's not on the show anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, that's... Say, have you been inside a lot, Aaron?
Yeah. Julian replaced Aaron. Yeah. Oh. It's been a whole thing.
This is weird.
Yeah. How's life been, man?
I don't know. I've been out.
I mean, you been playing any video games on your Vision Quest?
No. It was a lot of peyote and naked morats. It was weird.
All right. So today was the birthday party, which is why we're doing the Battle Royale. I should have explained the rules. If you guys listen to the show, like on the Christmas party, anytime a little shindig happens over here, we invite the people to stay around and we'll do a round robin. So we split it like up into 10-minute segments, and then a new person will come in and fill the chair. Then someone else will come in and we're just going to kind of shoot the shit. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about what's going on at San Diego Comic-Con. I don't know if you guys got to see the stream earlier, but Emma Skies and Ivy Doomkitty took over, the Alienware truck.
Yeah.
It was like they got in the back of a truck with some guys who said they were from Alienware.
Some guy was wearing Alienware t-shirts from last year's E3, painted their pickup and said, "Oh yeah, ladies, we're Alienware."
San Diego Comic Con, you never know. Yeah,
let's come come hang on our pickup truck.
Yeah, so they see. Well, we weren't there to like protect, and they got abducted. But luckily, it was a good one.
I haven't heard from them since.
Since?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe it's someone has them.
Maybe they're on a mission quest.
Maybe they're on a mission quest now. So we had the party. This year, I was 2 years in a row champion. I was tired of people saying that I was rigging things, so we chose a completely neutral game, Nidhogg. Mm.
That was pretty fun.
Was that your first time playing Nidhogg, Julian?
Yep.
You picked it up quick, dude. You made it to bracket. You made it out of pools into bracket.
I almost had you. I would have knocked you out, like, what, in the, like, not semifinals, but, like, right before that, I think.
Like, top eight or something?
Yeah. But, yeah, what was it? 3-2, right?
3-2. So what we're doing is, if you guys ever played Nidhogg, it's like this weird old-school pixel fighter fencing game. Mm-hmm. And you get – it's two buttons. And I wanted, like, people bring their wives to this thing. And I was tired of being like, all right, let's play Overwatch, guys. Yeah. And no one knows what they're doing. So we just chose Nidhogg, and we ran through. And it was, like, good competition. Like,
yeah, it was.
Your bracket was – I mean, your pools round was tough.
Yeah.
Like, you had – some stiff competition.
My first one, I played on the PlayStation controller, and the controls had gotten reversed. So the whole time I was trying to throw my sword, and I was just jumping with my sword in the air up and down. I was like, what the hell? It wasn't until like round like 2.5 that I realized, oh, it's all reversed. So, but anyway, it was good. It was fun.
It's a fun game. I was a little knocked back that it was $15 on PlayStation.
Is it really? I thought it was like $5. So, damn.
Of course, I do everything last minute. So when I was getting the game ready, I was like, all right, told everyone we're playing Nidhogg. I'm going to get Nidhogg on the PlayStation. All right, $15. I've committed. I think I bought it for a penny on Steam sale once or something like that. So I, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was well spent, dude.
Yeah, $15 well spent for an afternoon of laughter and memories for a lifetime.
It got so intense. Like, as the party went on, it just got more and more quiet because, like, the competition just kept on getting, like, more and more intense.
There was the first time in, like, a long time where I was playing, like, against somebody, like, multiplayer, and I was actually, like, holding my breath. Like, I was tense. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Eddie were playing, and, like, it was close. Yeah.
It was cool. Like, this thing had all the makings of a perfect esports event because, like, you and Eddie were in pools together.
Yeah.
And he won, right?
Yeah, he ended up winning because we went to a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got the salty run back later in the bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys tied.
Oh, no. I beat him the first time, and then he ended up winning against his other opponents. And then so then we came back as for a tiebreaker for the bracket to see who was going to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was comebacks. It was amazing. But I ended up losing the crown.
It was a big day.
It was a big day, man. I was actually kind of sad. Like, I was tryharding. Like,
yeah.
It was my, like, legacy.
At what point did you realize that you may not be walking home or staying home with the trophy?
So, in Nidhogg, basically, you know, you're standing neutral. You fence. If you get the kill, you have to try and run to the far opposite side of the stage to win. So there's like ducking and diving and rolling and stuff all plays a factor into the thing. So there's the final screen.
Yeah.
You know when when it turns orange?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On game 5, final screen when he had me the first time, I just known I'd never had a run back all the way from final screen to win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was on the ropes, and he was so good that once he hit it the first time, I was like, I could still fight, but I think I lost. And sure enough, I'd get back a few stages, and then he'd keep pushing back.
Yeah.
But Jason Gisley, man, he like puts on he goes to the zone.
He does. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
He's always so friendly, but then him and Marcus were going like in the semifinals, and I said something to him. Like, the first round was just getting started. I was like, "What color are you, Jay?" He didn't even look.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was locked in. Didn't want to like lose that focus.
So he is esports. You guys work esports. He is esports.
He's lived it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty dope. But congratulations, Jason Gist. You get to have that little
the ultimate banger trophy. The
ultimate banger trophy in his house. I really hope he puts it somewhere like nice.
Oh, I'm sure it's gonna be on his coffee table.
It should be on his mantle. It
should be. Do people have mantles anymore?
I mean,
well, you have a mantle.
I have a mantle. Yeah. So San Diego Comic-Con, why aren't you there, Julian? This seems like the perfect thing for you.
I don't know.
Have you been to one?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to, well, I went to Fanime. I haven't really been to like that many cons or whatever. I've always wanted to go, but you know, usually I'm like working. So like when I do go, like I'll have to film something, so I can't really like experience fully, but yeah, someday I want to go just like buy a ticket and not tell you guys.
Webb, what about you? I mean, you've been there before, clearly. Why aren't we there?
We slacked this year.
Yeah.
I'm actually really bummed that we're not there. I want to go with, like, being able to go and do our own thing. Like, last time we went, it was super fun. We went to Nerd Reactor, and it was cool. And I got to meet the cast from Archer, which was, like, I almost don't want to go because I don't want to have to like try and top that.
Yeah.
But
what was it, Roundtable or what was it?
Yeah, it was a Roundtable, and seeing like I don't remember the guy's name that plays Archer, but Aisha Tyler and him, the two actors, like them sitting together, they are Lana and Archer. Like I don't know if he did this. Like I'm sure he did it for us, but he took a drink and in the middle of her talking, and he just does this
because
he took a drink, and she wanted to smack him. Like it was perfect.
What did you think? Like was that your like longest like brush conversation? Because Alicia Tyler's like a big deal.
Yeah,
you know, like how was it just sitting at a table with her? Like did you talk? And,
no,
like,
no, I didn't talk. I let the other people talk around me, and I just took notes, just because.
Why not? Are you nervous?
I was nervous. I don't know what to ask. That wasn't as bad though as the other panel I was on, or roundtable I did. It was oh crap. What was that name of the show? Oh, Grimm. Yeah, Grimm. It was like on NBC where it's like the guy that hunts like werewolves and like demons and stuff like that.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, so I was on the panel for that because nobody else wanted it. And I watched like maybe 3 episodes of the first season, and at the time they were on season like 5 or 6. And so they were like, oh, like, you know, in season 3 you guys really did this, so how is that going to play into the next season? And I went the whole time just laying low, and then one guy, I don't remember who he was. I think he was like the police, like one of the detectives. I'm sitting there taking notes, and he calls me out. He goes, hey, how come you're not saying anything? I go, I'm just letting these guys take it. And he's like, oh, that's really nice of you. I go, yeah, I'm a nice guy. And I just kind of kept going.
All right, Gando!
Gando!
We got a double dose of Davids on the show right now. My David childhood Squirt. Friend made me cry yesterday.
Punched him in the gut.
Yeah, he hit me really hard. He hit me in the heart, actually. He hit me in the heart. So my wife did the thing. Man, I'm getting soft as I'm getting old or something, or I don't know, because I've always thought like the video montage thing was cheesy. Like at work, we've had to do it for things. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's the 1 year anniversary of, you know, this thing. So let's get all the players to say, you know, something nice about that person.
Yeah.
And usually it's like pulling teeth to get the video. I've done these for work and I hate them because you got to coordinate all the stuff and get the videos. Yeah.
That's nice to know.
And then when you put it out, well, I mean, you made it look good, dude. You did your best. It wasn't your fault. Oh, I forgot it. All right. Anyways.
It's backpedal.
Yeah, you got to be careful what stories we tell here.
But, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't get the emotion out of it. But one of the things my wife gave me was a little thumb drive that had like a video on it where she like reached out to, man, she dug deep. Like she went into the archives of like friends that I haven't talked to in years and years and years, and almost like some of which I had falling out with, you know, like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, because we were kids, 15-year-old, you know, you kicked me out of the band, you know, like
that
kind of stuff. And David's was like, yeah. Where did you pull from, dude?
I've been dating like an emotionally like supportive lady for a while, so that helps.
So she pulled it out of you or something, man, but that was, thank you, man.
Of course.
We've been friends for like most half my life.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
Fucking 30 years old, guys. Yeah.
That's scary. So what else are we talking about? I don't know where to go from there.
Julian looking at each other like, we're just going to fade into the chat. Yeah, that's, you guys.
The rest of that's for the after hours, guys.
Okay.
No, but yeah, what were we talking about before that, before I got distracted?
Oh, yeah, it's Comic-Con, yeah.
Yeah, no, so you're in there with the Archer people. Like, this is the, I don't know if it was similar for you, but, like, I can't remember who it was that really struck me, but it was on one of the panels I was in, or roundtables. So these are, like, intimate settings, if you guys are wondering. Like, we were, Nerd Reactor was pretty baller. Like,
yeah.
They get you into a back room, you sit at, like, a table just like this, but it's filled with people you've seen on television.
Yeah.
And Hollywood people are just fucking sexy, man. Like, I know why they're celebrities now.
Yeah.
Like, you can easily tell the press from the celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Not just, like, trying to be impartial here.
No, yeah.
So, I can imagine she's so beautiful. Just sitting at a table with her is like...
Meanwhile, I'm, like, drenched in sweat because it was 100 degrees and, like, 400 humidity down there.
400 humidities.
Yeah, 400 humidities. Science, Steve.
All right.
I mean, we're from California. You could be right. I don't know what humidity is.
It was horrible. But anyway, yeah. No, it was... and, like, I'm not super good at interviews, and I haven't done that many of them. So to be thrown in a situation to where not only am I interviewing celebrities, but celebrities of, like, one of my favorite shows, I'm like, oh, don't say something stupid. Don't say anything at all, and you'll be fine. Okay, got this.
Mine was regular show.
Like,
J.G. Kintel or whatever. Dude, he was so funny. And everything he said, I giggled like a little schoolgirl. Like, I was fangirling like so hard in front of this dude. Oh, man. But they did some trailers. There's some big trailers. David, you were watching them. And I watched one right before the show. We'll start on that one. Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Like, okay.
That's the one I didn't watch, actually.
That's the one you didn't watch?
Yeah.
I just saw the tagline and I was in it, and it was "fuck Batman."
Yeah,
you could clearly tell it wasn't like movie quality, like,
right?
From the trailer, something about it just looked television. But I guess this is for their own unique.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's
they're doing a subscription thing.
Yeah, DC Universe.
Yeah,
it's like a. I think it's an all-encompassing subscription. I think not only do you get like the TV shows. I'm sure they're going to have DC movies on there, but you're also going to get access to like their comics.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have the animated movies that they do on DVD releases. I don't know about the feature like theatrical movies.
That's true. I bet you they'll probably have old ones.
Maybe.
And then eventually like be able to add more, but they're probably going to have some of the older ones on.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like the classic Superman.
Classic Superman, yeah. I would even go as far back as like Batman Begins, Dark Knight Trilogy. Like
that's not going back. What do you mean?
It's not super. I mean, it's not new, but it's still older. It's pre Justice League Batman.
That's
what I'm saying.
Justice League is only like a couple of years old, man.
And that's even a couple of years more.
When did Batman Begins come out?
Like 10 years ago.
A little over 10 years. It's like 12 or something.
Because Dark Knight was
Dark Knight is 10 years this year.
Holy crap!
So there you go.
So they released a trailer for Titans. I might need to get my, you know, Oblivion Comics and Coffee Geek card removed from me because I really don't know about the Titans. What's the premise?
I know very little. Do you know, David?
Well, of this show, I know nothing. I didn't watch the trailer.
But just of them in general, Titans. Like, what's their deal? Are they Avengers for children, or that's how they start?
They're basically Justice League for kids. It's kind of like the Young Justice show was like all the sidekicks kind of came together and like formed their own squad.
Okay. So, I mean, I can't, like, geek out too much about who was in it because I just don't know the characters. But I know I'm interested in watching it, which is a pretty new thing for
DC. What's their roster?
So, you have Robin. So, the ones I know.
Beast Boy, Raven,
Starfire.
They're going to do Cyborg? Well, they probably can't do Cyborg because he's in the movies.
He's in Justice League.
Yeah.
He's got called up to the big leagues.
Okay.
But traditionally, like, in the cartoons and in the comics... Cyborg would have been with the Titans.
And Miss Martian is also sometimes
Is she Titan or is she Young Justice? I thought she was Young Justice.
She's been a Titan.
Has she been a Titan too?
Pretty sure, yeah. In the comics anyway, she's definitely been in there.
They really laid it on thick that this is adult Titans. Like the blood squirting.
Oh, I'm sure,
like even in these Marvel series, there's a lot of violence, but somehow never any blood.
Yeah.
Well, you know Luke Cage, he's bulletproof. There's no blood.
Well, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Well, season one of Daredevil.
Oh, the king. Yeah, but there's like one scene, right?
That's true.
Like you could really think it's gruesome.
They did limit it.
Yeah. And even then it was like dark setting. In this, it was just like daylight fights with just like, oh, I cut your calf and then blood just all over the place. Like there's blood everywhere in this thing. You know, the picture of, you know, just a fight, his face is all covered with blood. Like, so this is going to be a very bloody television show. And someone says Batman, and Robin looks at the camera and goes, fuck Batman.
Yeah.
So they're really going the bad boy route.
I want to know which Robin it is. Do we know? Like, I
can't remember. It's the carnival one.
Oh.
So.
Grayson.
Yeah, Dick.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So they did. That was the kind of the cheesy part. Like, he gets into a cab, and I think it must have been Raven. Is she the one with, like, pink hair? Pinkish hair?
No, it's Starfire.
Starfire, then.
Yeah.
So she's in the car, and she's like, oh, you're the acrobat boy, or something. And they show, like, the cheesiest scene, like, in a movie, you know, it's like, oh, they're falling back in their fingers. They do that little slow-mo thing.
Yeah.
And he's going, whoa, on a green screen.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of those.
It's one of those.
When I saw that, that's how I was like, okay, this isn't a movie.
That's not a movie.
Because
the quality would be a little bit higher on this otherwise.
Yeah, he's sitting on a stool, clearly, just with his legs up, you know. It was pretty bad, but. They did make a big thing. Definitely watch it, guys. It interests me.
I'm intrigued.
I think it must have been their panels or something, because all of them are. So did you see the Shazam one?
I did see the Shazam one.
Yep, I watched that.
Okay, well, common ground. What do you guys think?
Meh.
What?
Meh.
Meh?
I mean, I didn't get a lot from the trailer, so meh.
I think for a superhero movie, eh. But just for like it just looks funny to me.
It looks funny. I think they did the character right because he's like an 8-year-old kid or whatever he is. So he's supposed to be like no idea what the heck's going on. He's not taking it very serious.
I think the casting makes so much more sense. Yeah. You know how they're making a big deal of them padding his suit so much?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it now after I see how tongue-in-cheek it was.
Yeah.
100%.
I was surprised that they got that guy to play the wizard. I don't know his name. The guy from Gladiator.
This is all you, Julian.
Blood Diamond. I can name movies he's in, but I have no idea what his name is.
Can I remember his name right?
The Gerard Rock.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, never mind. Anyway.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix?
He was in Gladiator. Like, I'm not sure.
The African-American guy.
Oh.
His friend that he was chained to.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can't remember his name.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it makes way more sense because I thought, you know, he's such a comic actor too, but how he's playing like that youthful, like, oh, cool, I just got superpowers, gee whiz type of thing.
Yeah. I like the part where they're like trying to figure out what powers he does have.
Oh, versus what he doesn't.
Yeah. And then they just kind of randomly find out he's bulletproof, which is very lucky, guys.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. Again, like, this is much better and a more positive feeling than I have pretty much any DC trailers since Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Like, I went from zero interest to now that's two that I'm fairly interested in.
Remember we talked about a while ago when you saw set photos of Titans and we saw, like, we talked about how horrible it looked and we're, like, not, like, anticipating any good things. And you actually see the trailer and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, this...
Can it be that they've learned?
I don't want to say that because that's going to jinx it. Because then Wonder Woman 2 is going to be horrible. And it's going to be our fault.
David, what do you think? Are they have they turned a corner here?
It's too early to say.
Well, they still got
to
figure out...
It's too early to call it.
Their Batman stuff. Because they got two Joker movies like on deck at the same time.
Okay, so then that just takes away all credibility that they just earned.
You think so? What if one's good and one's terrible?
Then they cancel each other out and we're back to zero.
Yeah. Math. Because...
I should have known what asking an engineer...
Why would you have two Joker movies coming out, two different people playing it, two different stories, And you're still gonna, like, what movie studio does that?
Marvel, Quicksilver.
We did that?
No, that doesn't count because that's Fox. It wasn't Marvel Studios. It was 21st Century Fox, Marvel Studios.
I'm counting it.
What did they do? Why am I missing that? They did the...
Wait, Quicksilver was an X-Men, and then he was also an Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't count that because it's not... Because
he roots for Marvel too hard.
False. It's not Marvel Studios. If Marvel Studios came out and did that, then I'd be like, yeah. But 21st Century Fox, that's on there.
Okay.
All right, we got our next competitor jumping into the Battle Royale. All right, Julian, thank you so much for hanging out, man.
Yeah, no problem. Great
you
being here.
You were a competitive. You were a beast in that tournament.
Yeah, I was worried.
Yeah. Thanks. Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, man. Joining on the fray is our local music expert. So this would be the time to get any musical questions. We're going to quiz him on the score of all these trailers.
What do you think of the music behind the trailer Shazam?
I haven't seen the trailer for Shazam yet.
Damn.
I'm going to guess generic.
How did you fare in the tournament, Derek?
Not well today.
Was it just not your game? What's up?
Well, the first time I played, the buttons weren't as close together, so I screwed up frequently. And then the next one I did pretty well was against you, but you beat me.
Yeah.
I gave you a run for your money, but you still beat me, so that's all that matters.
That was a close match. All my matches were super close. Like, I don't know. I just rise to the level of whoever I'm playing or something. Like, it was. I don't know.
Like a Saiyan.
Like a Saiyan. The last trailer that came about that, you know, was noteworthy was the Aquaman trailer.
Aquaman trailer, yeah.
Wait, you're not even gonna mention Godzilla?
No.
What? You said noteworthy.
Dang.
Well, did I? Okay. Okay.
Never mind.
Was it good? I just didn't see it.
I liked it. Yeah.
What is it?
Another remake or is it another sequel?
It's a sequel to the one where he attacked San Francisco.
Oh, the most recent one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're gonna. It looks like they're gonna introduce a lot of monsters.
Oh, wait. That's right. Because they're introducing more kaiju, huh?
Yeah. They introduced. There were at least three others besides Godzilla in the trailer.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, and is this the one that they introduced is going to supposedly cross over with the Kong?
Yes. It definitely drew ties back to Kong.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can talk about Aquaman first if you, whatever you wanted. Because you said apparently that's crossover. The one that's more important.
Well, I mean, now you've got me, now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
Now you've got me hooked. What
they're
did
going
I miss?
For their Avengers.
Yeah.
So you want to know which monsters they introduced?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a scene of Mothra. There were a bunch of scenes of Rodan, and then King Ghidorah looked like he's going to be the big bad guy.
So is Bryan Cranston in the movie? Or are we getting Matthew Broderick back? Like, what is happening?
And the worms.
I'm so confused.
We got the girl from Stranger Things.
Which one?
11.
11, right. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Well, then game over, monsters.
Yeah, you know, just to scare the little girl with no superpowers this time.
Oh, okay. Well, never
it looks like she befriends Mothra.
Of course she does.
So I think she'll be our heroine.
All right.
I don't know. There were a bunch of other faces, but it's hard to tell like who's going to be the main character.
All right. It doesn't really tickle my fancy too much. I don't know. I'm excited. I'll go see Kong versus Godzilla when that comes out. But I think beyond that, I'll leave it up to you guys.
All right. I'll go watch this one then.
Take one for the team.
Aquaman trailer came out. It's way different than I expected. Like
in a good way?
In, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Momoa's a likable dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I think he's just playing Momoa Man.
Probably.
Who happens to have Aquaman's abilities or something.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't strike me as any of the iterations I've ever seen of that character.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, but again, this is how bad I am at the DC stuff. I didn't watch Justice League, so how did he do in that?
I watched part of it, and I fell asleep through some of it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the parts I was awake for, he was good. I think he was probably one of the highlights of the movie. Yeah, I liked him.
Gando?
He did well. He did not have very many scenes.
Which the fact that I thought he was one of the highlights of the movie just shows how poor the movie was overall.
No, he did not have a lot of screen time, but I think that they did play his scenes pretty well. Like, he was a real badass.
Yeah.
And then he got kind of stomped on by Superman like everyone else did, so that was the end of that.
Is this then a prequel?
I don't know. That was my question. Because there's going to be a lot of flashbacks, because there are a lot of scenes of him as a kid.
Yeah.
And in Justice League, it looked like he wasn't King. So I'd say that it's probably continuous.
I think... Okay, so logically, I would say it's probably not a sequel, a prequel. I'd say that's probably like continuing his story. And I think I read something along the lines of it's going to involve him going back to Atlantis and reclaiming the throne.
Did you watch the trailer? Because they explicitly said that.
I didn't watch the trailer. Okay. I watched it.
They explicitly said that.
What did
the trailer?
Oh,
okay. Well, there you go.
What did they say?
They said that he's reclaiming the throne.
Yeah, they said that his half brother is currently the king, and he's about to declare war on the surface world. So Aquaman needs to step in and like become king so that doesn't happen.
Does he need to unite the seven kingdoms of Atlantis?
No, he just needs to like bring peace between the two worlds.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so I say that because I read an article that was talking about how one theory is that because there's seven kingdoms of Atlantis, and that if you remember way far back before even Justice League, they had a poster of Aquaman, and it said Unite the Seven was the tagline. Mm-hmm. And then Justice League came out, and there's only, five or six of them? So I was like, okay, well, that's not what it was. So then the theory was that in the Aquaman movie, it's finally coming to fruition that he was going to be uniting the Seven Kingdoms and then get the throne back to fight whatever the big bad was.
Okay. Derek, have you been following around all these comic book movies and stuff? I mean, you got stuff going on, but are you up to date on all this?
You know, the biggest thing for me is the DC movies. I haven't followed as much. I actually don't mind Batfleck.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he did a good job. I thought he did a good grizzled, older, pissed off Batman.
Batman with guns.
Right. But the movies for me have just been terrible. I feel like they rushed into the Justice League movie. They should have spent more time setting stuff up. I think they're just rushing to get all their characters on screen as fast as possible. So I haven't seen Justice League yet. That one I still want to see. Saw Man of Steel, saw Batman v Superman. Was okay.
You got kids and stuff. Like, from a kid's perspective, they don't give a shit who's playing Batman. You know, but are they like do they lean towards one brand or the other? Or how does it work with kids? Like, that's what I'm curious about this generation. Our generation's... Yeah. Picking the shit out of everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But for kids who don't know or care, like, what do you think their perception is going to be?
They haven't seen many of, like, the newer movies, but they have, I mean, they've seen Avengers and stuff like that. Plus, Marvel's got a crossover with, you know, like, Phineas and Ferb. So they've seen that. But the newer ones, yeah, they're not too much into that. And especially the DC stuff, because I'm not into it, so I don't watch it a lot, so they're not really into it.
Mm. Yeah.
But the Marvel stuff goes around my house a little bit.
It's good to know that Phineas and Ferb are in the same universe.
Oh, yeah.
As Thanos when he snapped.
Oh, yeah. So Phineas is still there, but Ferb is not.
The show got really dark.
Which is the quiet one. Yeah. Ferb, yeah. So Ferb's still there.
Oh, that's dangerous, though, because he's the inventor. He's going to build something to really take out Thanos.
That's who the hero's going to be in the next Infinity War. Out of nowhere, this animated character comes out.
With like a giant laser gun and just destroys him.
Doesn't say a word.
Mm-hmm. I was worried about like in this Aquaman thing, like it worried me in the Justice League, which I didn't see. But how like every time they showed him was like, hot dog!
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, then they cut to him again. And he's like, my man!
My man!
I thought he was just going to have, like, random catchphrases.
Like, action figure catchphrases.
Yeah, it was going to be all of his dialogue.
And, with karate chopping action.
Yeah, I was just saying, you pat him on the back. Hot damn!
Hot damn! But in this one, like, he's just Momoa Man. Like,
yeah.
He's kind of like Captain Ron. Did you ever see that movie back in the 90s? About that, like, pirate guy who's just cool.
No,
I've never seen this movie.
I think that was the inspiration. It had to have been for this guy. Like, go back and watch Captain Ron, and this is Captain Ron, King of Atlantis.
King of Atlantis.
But on the trailers, there is a little bit of controversy going on in Marvel Land. Oh. Things are all coming up DC, and Marvel is just getting the shit end of the stick because James Gunn exits Guardians of the Galaxy 3 after offensive tweets have resurfaced from the internet.
Yeah.
So the only person who really loses is us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks to be us.
Yeah.
I love the Guardians, and I thought the... By far, I'm stupid when it comes to movies, man. So I just know that he made the best ones.
Yeah.
So now that he's gone, it may not be the best anymore.
Right.
But you may think different. What's the situation? What do you know of the story?
So from what I've read, basically what happened is he tweeted out some. We actually read the tweets right before.
Oh yeah.
They are pretty bad.
They're really bad, dude.
Granted, they were 10 years ago. He apologized for it. He made right by him, and then it's been 10 years. And somebody from what I read, it was an alt-right internet and conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. dug these up, mm-hmm. and screenshotted them, tweeted them out, and Disney kind of got pinned into a corner, and they're like, okay, well, we can't defend him. We have to let him go.
Everyone's torches and pitchforks anymore. Right. So, like, they felt they had to respond instantly.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, Disney would just start crashing. Mm-hmm. Especially if you think about the fact Disney's in the middle of trying to acquire 21st Century Fox. Mm-hmm. They don't need bad publicity. They don't need controversy. So, yeah. But it's not, like, people are pissed. I mean...
They should be.
They should be.
Okay. The internet is a scary... place because, like, and this is a reminder for everybody out there, like, what you put out there on your social media is permanent.
Yeah,
like, shit's not gonna go away.
Even if you delete it, you have like the Wayback Machine that can look at caches in the internet from years ago.
Yeah, so they never go away. And I've been on the bad end of it, like with Shock stuff.
Yeah,
I'll put out a tweet and I'll put like the CSGO guys, or, you know, you make a casual mistake, right. mm-hmm. and then you put it out, immediately catch it, like as sending, and then delete it. Post it the right way. First comment, a screenshot. Ha ha! Yeah. Look what I caught. I'm a fucking genius. Fire your social media guy. Like, it's so bad. And that's the world right now.
Yeah.
So James, and that's the thing. His tweets were indefensible.
Reprehensible. They were disgusting. Like, they were
not even
bad.
Funny. Like,
they weren't even funny jokes.
When I heard, when it said like, oh, they were jokes. It's like, no, these weren't jokes. Like,
no.
That was just vulgar words all strung together.
Like. Yeah. It was dark. But he apologized. I mean, it's been 10 years. Like, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't even a thing 10 years ago. Like, this, I don't know. Not defending the guy, but should he be punished for something that he already made right and he already apologized for and he already has, you know, changed? Do you still punish him for it?
I can't see it.
In today's world, yes. Yes, you do. Yes, as quickly as possible.
The answer is clearly yes, from experience. So,
do you think that this can be turned around? Like, with all the outrage going towards firing him, do you think if there are petitions already out there, Dave Bautista's,
yeah.
Patton Oswalt, mm-hmm. like, other big-time people are coming out and defending him. Do you think if we all, like, ride and crash social media with hashtag Save James Gunn, we could turn it around?
I don't know.
I hope not.
What?
I want Disney to stand by their decisions. If they decided to do something, then stick to it.
But what if it's wrong?
Well, I hope that they thought it through before they just did it.
They clearly didn't, though.
What do you mean they clearly didn't?
There's no way that they thought this through. How is it fair to punish a dude for something he did 10 years ago?
I mean, do you have any evidence that he's not like that anymore? I haven't read any of the tweets. I don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah.
He doesn't post anything like that anymore.
He's not posting anything. Okay,
but that's what they're going on.
And then
you
have other people coming forward. And
on that
saying,
note,
like, I know
goodbye,
the guy.
Guys.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, can't do it.
Just as the whole room turned on him. that's the worst way to exit.
Wow.
He was just playing devil's advocate.
In there. Heard y'all was talking about that trash Titans trailer, bro. What's good?
Wait, trash?
That trash without me.
It was trash?
Bro, it was trash.
Explain to me how that was trash.
Bro, it was trash. You notice how they had to use smoke in every shot? behind that set.
Well, okay. Technically, you guys got to hear what we were saying. And production quality admittedly was cheesy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, fuck Batman.
Yeah, with something which Dick Grayson would never do.
So that's what I was going for, is when I was wondering which Batman it was. Dick Grayson does not seem like he would. Mm-hmm. If it was Jason Todd.
Jason Todd would absolutely do that.
Then I'd say, okay, that makes 100% sense. Yeah. I would even say Damian Wayne would say that. Early Damian Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, like, he would be the next closest to say something.
Right, Jason Todd, yeah. Damian Wayne.
Yeah, but the dude that, like, took you in after your parents died and gave you a home and, like, he was a billionaire and, like, you never skipped a meal and all that stuff. Out of nowhere, are you just going to say F Batman?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Well, there had to have been a situation. Maybe that was the password to get into his...
Yeah, that's the situation.
that's how you get into the Robin cave.
Yeah.
On Batman.
Yeah. Boom. Welcome. Yeah, man. They let James Gunn go, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
So now, yeah. So one controversial topic to the other. They let him go. I think it's pretty unanimous other than David.
Yeah.
About... But even he didn't say it was right. He just wants Disney to stand by his decision. But
he just wants to see the world burn.
What do you think, Curtis? Did you see the tweets?
Yeah, I saw some of them. Yeah.
They're bad, dude.
Yeah, no, they're real bad. But again, like, my whole thing is, like, he absolutely said that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to own up to it. You wrote, then nobody, you had Twitter fingers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, where's the space for, like, a conversation? Like, hey, is this something that you would do today? No, it's not nothing I would do today. Okay. Those are really bad jokes. Yeah. You understand that, right? Yeah, I understand that. You know, and that matter of fact, I'm James Gunn. As a good gesture, let me make some donations.
Yeah.
To this fund, that fund, this foundation, just to let everybody know, I am the opposite of what I was at that time.
Right.
People grow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, mm-hmm. none of us would mature. We would all stay the dumb idiots that we were when we were 11 and 12 years old.
God forbid we see anything from when we were 17.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
We would all, none of us would have jobs. Right. Nobody would have jobs.
Right. No.
We would all be in unemployment. What kind of nation would we, what kind of world would we be? Like, we need to have a space for conversation and we need to have a space for forgiveness, but we can't just jump in. And I get it, this was a business move. It was mm-hmm. Disney's protecting their money. Mm-hmm. Families look out for Disney's. It's a very family oriented thing. But I mean, like if this is the route that we're going, and I'm all for people getting called out on stuff. Like, you find one of my tweets on it, call me out. Like, I'm good with it. Like, we have to
I'm
be
glad
accountable.
You said that because no.
Well, now let me explain. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I've changed.
What is the statute of limitations on tweets? Asking for a friend?
Ask for me. Nah, man, it's just like I get it, and I understand why Disney did it, and you know, but it's stuff like this is going to start bringing these questions that we have now. Like, okay, what is the statute of limitations and how do we approach this? Do we just burn everything down every time this happens, or mm-hmm. do we actually have a conversation? Because when it's corporation to you know, to employee or corporation to collaborator, you can cut someone off like this. But when it's, but James, like, what is James Gunn, you know, girlfriend, or what is James Gunn's brother? You know, like,
yeah.
Like, there has to be a place where we have conversation. We got to start looking at things more as a community, because that's what we are, more than a corporation. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everybody that has to live here, anybody that was offended by something like that he said, like, we got to start opening up to conversations. That you know, that's my thing on it.
Yeah. I think it's fair. And it's, like I said at the beginning, be careful what you're putting online these days, man. Especially... Mm-hmm. The way information is getting used and against you, like, I'm convinced, like, if you have a social media account, there's no way you can be, like, a president or anything. Well, fuck.
Yeah.
No, actually.
You gotta run that back.
Actually, let's run that back, because he has, like, one of the worst Twitters. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe James Gunn will be president.
Yeah, maybe. he leaves directing Guardians, and he moves to being president.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm just bummed about selfishly. I just, that's my favorite franchise. I'm I feel like it's like his, the one he wrote still. So it's still the same script, because they're in process, aren't they?
He got the first draft done a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so,
but whether they're going to keep that, because then they have to give writing credit to James Gunn. Do they want to do that? Do they want him involved at all?
True.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. They might rewrite the whole thing.
Well, yeah, because you think about that too. Rewrite the whole thing. Is it going to be cohesive? Mm-hmm. Is it going to match the other ones?
Yeah.
And then it's like right at the end, everything's coming together. It's ending, and he's been at this, you know, for years. Like, mm-hmm. when did Guardians 1 come out? Like,
2013, 2012.
Yeah, so 5 years he's been in this like 18-year franchise. Yeah. And like he's a part of it.
It's Comic-Con right now. Like, I'm sure he had panels. You know?
Yep. Oh, he canceled his Sony appearance because Sony was like, yeah, let's not do this. He was about to announce a new project that he was doing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hall H.
This doesn't sound like it makes sense for like the Me Too, you know, stuff like the Louis C.K. when it's something that's like active and not known. But when it's something that people knew about this, it wasn't hidden, and then he'd atoned and said sorry and, you know, made up for it. How many times can you do that? Like, if he had deleted the tweets, then could this have maybe not been a problem unless they like dug into, you know, deep side of the internet? But
you definitely got to hire a tweet cleaner. Like, I think that might be one of the other lessons.
Oh, there are mass celebrity tweet deletions going on.
Oh, absolutely. As we speak. Like, like servers are being like offloaded right now. with like sacrilegious tweets. And just
Twitter headquarters is like, why do we have so much space on the servers all of a sudden?
Thank you, James
we
Gunn.
We have terabytes of data now.
It's the gun effect.
The gun effect.
Yeah.
So, Curtis, how did you do in the tournament, man?
How did you do in the tournament?
I don't think you made it out of groups, homie. What happened?
Oh, man, I did better than the Aquaman trailer, but we'll talk about that later. You know, I mean...
wait, what? I don't remember having Haterade as one of the drinks out there, man.
That's because I drank it all before everybody else had it.
How about you say one positive thing now, and then we'll get into more negative. So
your hair looks nice.
Okay. All right. You won me over. All right, let's get into this Aquaman trailer. What did you like with that?
What did I like or what didn't I like?
What didn't you like?
Everything except for Black Manta.
Is it just because it wasn't what you're used to, or do you just thought it was bad?
No, okay, well, excuse me. Everything except for Black Manta and Jason Momoa. Everything else was whack. Even Homegirl, who I usually like her. Man, what's her name? I know her real name. Her real name. I know her comic book name is Mira.
Mira.
Yeah, but what's her name?
I don't know who plays her.
Dang it. It's John... come on. It's Johnny Depp's, you know.
Yeah. I don't know her name. But I know who. I know who it is.
Chamber Amber Heard. Thank
Amber
you, chat.
Yes.
Duty Pants McGee. Much love to you. Yeah, Amber Heard.
Duty Pants McGee coming in with the clutch.
With that
clutch. I love the internet. See, this guy can never host direct a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
It'll come out. Duty Pants McGee. Duty Pants real, McGee. Real classy.
Hey, Disney would like to announce they're officially cutting ties with Duty Pants McGee.
What if that was his government name, though? They just got to eat that one, right? Like, got to deal with that. Anyway, I didn't like the way that it looked. I didn't like the writing in it and the lines that they had. I did like how they did open up the world, a lot of the wide shots, making it immersive and stuff like that. But character wise, like everything that they showed that had anything to do with like even the motivation. You gotta like. Now that so-and-so is taken over, you know, like, you got to come back and you got to be king again. It's just like, this is Black Panther, except he, like, didn't almost die. what are we doing right now?
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh,
bro.
Man, I didn't even...
I'm thinking about that scene underwater. You throw him off the cliff, he just kind of floats there. Like, bro, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere.
You throw him off the cliff, and then he gets on dry land. And
does that mean he's just flopping around up there?
Yeah, like a fish out of water. Yeah. I'll be here all night, people.
Yeah,
but I
think you're hating a little too hard, man.
That's good.
Some things you liked about it. There has to be something.
I said them already.
Momoa, but what?
I like Momoa detail,
specifically. He was most of the trailer. So if you liked him, how could you not like the trailer?
No. See, I like Photoshop it. Cut him out, and everything that's behind him, I didn't like. I didn't like the scenes. I didn't like the lines. I literally just like the fact that he's like, you know, like a Point Break. You know what I mean? Like, he's the Thor of the ocean. Like,
Thor,
tell me he's not
the ocean.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my whole thing. I mean, like, you know, anybody who's rocking with it, rock with what you rock with. But I'm sorry, they're not getting my money for that. They're not getting my money for that. Like, they got to do better.
I got Movie Pass, so I'll probably go see them.
Hey, put me on your ad one if you got free one. If I ain't got to pay for it, I might give it my time, but I can't get at my money.
There you go.
I can't give it my money.
Okay, well, since we're just going back through and getting the negative version of everything we'd said before, Shazam.
Oh, bruh.
Oh, no.
Bruh. I didn't like nothing.
Damn, man. I love this because now in the first half of the show, they get to hear, like, the positives, and now they get to hear the negatives.
Yeah.
And then now every listener is going to have a distinct difference of opinion.
Make it fair and balanced.
Absolutely. Yeah.
as everything should be.
Damn, you got a Thanos on this.
Dread it. Run from it.
I'm curious to see Shazam, actually, because the director is the guy who did Lights Out, and then he did Annabelle Creation. So he's done a bunch of horror, and he and his wife do a whole bunch of horror shorts.
Nice.
And now he's directing this giant DC superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious to see how that one turns out
at
the end of it, even though prior to this I hadn't heard of him at all.
Yeah, and I like Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Shazam, as a character, and like the lore and Black Adam. Like, I didn't love the Marvel family. I know most people do, but I didn't. But I really like the character. So I actually like Zachary Levi casting. I think he was cast perfectly.
Yeah.
But I don't know if y'all saw pictures of him without the suit on. Homeboy is Hub. Like, he's Jack Johnson. Like, he's like Jack the Ripper. Like, so I was like, oh man, he's already Hub. Like, this is perfect. Like, he's gonna fill out the suit. Like, it's gonna look good.
Yeah.
And then I saw, like, what he looked like in the suit. And I was like, why did they give, like, even Cavill is already, like, Hubba-Rock, and they still put a little extra on the Superman suit.
Right.
But, dude, they padded that thing, too. I mean, it looked like, remember, like, when we wanted to be superheroes and we used to take, like, the bed sheet
and pin
it on us as a tape, and then we take the pillows and put it under our shirt, you know what I'm saying, and, like, have the big chest?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they did to him. And I'm like, dog, that's too much.
Because then his head is all small.
It literally looked like his neck was, like in Avengers, where, like...
I was literally going to say at the end when you see...
Hulk and the Hulk, or
Banner and the Hulkbuster.
That's what it looked like, Billy Batson. It's like Billy Batson in the Shazam armor. I'm like, bruh, stop this, DC. I like y'all. I like your comics. What are you doing?
I want to see a side by side of him and Superman now. That was a good comparison because in the comics they are equally like sized and jacked, right?
Yeah.
And this is like a leaner Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So seeing this fake padded up Shazam with, you know, what they've showed us as the archetype of the power hero.
Yeah. Right.
But what about everything else? The comedy side, the
comedy side, it was okay. It wasn't like great, it was cool. Like I didn't like hate it, but I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. Like millennial jokes, cool.
What's a millennial joke? He says millennial jokes.
Millennial jokes. Okay. That was it, man. I literally, I'm not even I like old school Godzilla, Gojira. I like old school one. Mm-hmm. And like, I watched with Eddie from Filmosophers, I watched the Godzilla trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like my favorite trailer that I had seen of all the ones that got released so far.
Yeah, like, that's what David said.
That's what David was saying.
No, it's like, he didn't watch it with us, but yeah, no, it's like the story is dumb. Why the monsters have to come back is just dumb.
Why do they say the monsters have to come back?
Because if they don't, there's not going to be any world left.
Wait, what?
But they don't say why the world is ending, though. They're just saying it is.
Huh.
Yeah, it looks like, what was that movie with Keanu Reeves, like where the world was ending and it was all storming and dusting?
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes. It looked like it was like the world was ending in that way, where it's like a bunch of dust and all that stuff.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah,
things
okay.
are being consumed. But the monsters are the reason, like, that the world is going to be saved?
Because monsters come back?
Yeah. I mean,
it's
I
don't... balanced. Surprise Everything's twist. Balanced.
Perfectly, yeah.
perfectly balanced.
Like, all things are... Personally, it just looks like Godzilla is going to be battling global warming. And if that makes sense to people, then this might be the movie for you.
Yeah. I don't know.
I did see Al Gore as executive producer.
Oh,
so...
you didn't see... Yeah, his name was right there, right? Yeah. You didn't see it? Absolutely.
All those crazy monster movies, though, they have to come up with some crazy stuff. Like, even Kong, like, the justification to get people to that island. Oh, and gosh. I don't know. Those are... If we're going to critique the story of monster
that's
movies,
true.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah, I ain't got to critique them, but I'm going to call them what they are. It was garbage.
Legitimate pieces of art.
Yeah.
There we go.
I feel like the one that made the most sense was the Matthew Broderick Godzilla, where it was basically a lizard who got exposed to nuclear testing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles. Like,
Yeah, basically, yeah. Kind of makes, I mean, I can wrap my head around it, okay.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
So in the esports world, we're all familiar with Battle Royale games. It's crazy, like, they're trying to make the Battle Royale games esports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Keemstar, the YouTube guy from Drama Alert, started doing Friday Fortnite and putting up big amounts of cash, like the max the Epic would let him.
Because okay.
you have to go to the publisher and get permission to do these, which he did with Epic, and they capped him at like 20K.
Okay.
And so he's doing tournaments basically out of his own pocket. You know, Ninja's a part of them. They're getting crazy viewership. It's so grassroots. It's amazing. They've done a good job. They came up with their own rule system. So basically, they do squads of four.
Okay.
And then, but they're two teams. So they're technically on the same team, but they're not, right?
Okay.
And they, whoever gets the most kills, in it, they just drop into a rando match.
Okay.
And both teams try and get as many kills as possible, and whoever gets the most in two or three games wins.
Gotcha. Interesting. Okay.
So it's not a controlled match. It's just a pub.
Yeah. It's a pub. You know, they decide on a server based off where they're at, and then they just try and farm as many kills as possible.
Okay.
And that's the format. It's been great. They tried to do Epic themselves came out and they're going to say, we're giving away $8 million in 8 weeks or, you know, something crazy thing. And the first one was supposed to be their thing was they were going to do 10 maps, 10 drops on a private server. So everybody on that server is a killer, like a beast. Okay. And if you win two, like you win or something. And other than that, it's like a point system based off your ranking and kills.
Okay.
So they had like some convoluted system. After map three, they canned it. Because of server issues.
Oh,
they're actually having physical like glitches and things. Like,
dang.
They canceled the event and postponed it. And meanwhile, in the same week, Realm Royale, our friends at Hi-Rez, did a thing amazing.
Really?
So good. Yeah, they came up with a better tournament system where they didn't have any server problems. Like, it was you could tune into anybody's stream. Like, I was watching DeFran, who's a former Overwatch guy, got a lifetime ban. I don't know if he's still banned, but he's a controversial guy.
Yeah.
But his aim is nutty. So he's playing, and they did a duos thing, and then you can watch over to Ninja, and you could see them clash course, and then Hi-Rez had their own with, like, real casters that they took from Smite with top-tier production quality.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to watch. It got great reviews. The viewership was, again, insane. And Epic, again, just dropping the ball on the same thing.
You think Realm Royale is going to be the one to knock down Fortnite from the top?
If anything is going to, I think it's got to be that one.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, how well they're doing in the esports zone.
Yeah.
Because, like, just like basketball, football, like, we watch them because we want to know who the best is.
Right, yeah.
In these Battle Royale games where... because Fortnite, they didn't even actually fix it. Like, what they did is, for the next week, they had all these invitational people just dropping into random games with random people.
Oh, so like Keemstar.
Sorta, yeah, but it was solos.
Okay.
So it was like just a pub stomp. Like, you're just going in there and stomping newbies. And you can't find out who's the best.
No.
I want a controlled environment with Ninja and King Richard and Svenos and all the guys.
It's like Major League Baseball teams playing their single A team and saying, oh, yeah, we won. We're good.
Yeah.
You know those dudes right out of high school?
Right.
Sure.
Whooped them up.
It just, I don't know, man. It wasn't cool. And then, to boot, like, Keemstar had another Friday Fortnite completely scheduled. And Epic, like, on, you know, he had players and everything. Epic, with very short notice, just jumped on that day, invited all of his players and everything, and Keemstar was like, well, all right, I'm canceling my event because they capped me at 20k and theirs is 100, so of course I'm not gonna hold the dudes back. I'm gonna let them go play there, but maybe a little heads up next time, or dang, work with me instead of against me. Realm Royale was calling it Keemstar's Realm Royale Invitational and, like, partnered with him, and, you know, it was a masterclass in how to do it right.
Hi-Rez, I feel like Hi-Rez usually does things right. Like,
I love Hi-Rez.
Yeah, they're a good developer.
Well, that's the ending music. Was that everybody? Is that everybody out there?
That was everybody.
Everybody, man.
Everybody. Well,
thanks, guys, for hanging out, you know, humoring me with the little esports tournament. I hope you guys all had fun. Web, glad to have you back.
Yeah.
What were you doing, man? You say you're playing No Man's Sky and shit? Like, you've been actually, like...
Yeah, I got curious. Like, I've been seeing a lot of No Man's Sky news, so I was like, well, I'm going to hop on and see what it's like. Very little's changed. There's some content there now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Overwatch. Got back into Halo. Been all over.
Good. Good, man. You look healthy.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Healthier.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not dead, so
I'm not dead. So there's
a little worried earlier.
It's a bonus. Yeah.
Hashtag Web's dead again.
Yeah.
Derek, what do you got to plug these days, man? You're always doing something creative.
I'm just working on music right now.
So you'll have
nothing
some
out yet. Yep.
You gonna get me as a guest try? I don't know, but I make theme songs.
Do you? Do you make theme songs?
Yeah, I make theme songs. I'll share them with you after the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'll take some inspiration.
I like that because I, you know, we chat every once in a while, and you'll send me like what you're working on, and I get to admire real music being created, and then I'll be like, "Hey, check this thing I did," and it's me just going doop, 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 stupid acapella vocal. I'm working on stuff too, Derek. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm still doing music things too, Derek. Okay. I'm still doing music too.
He's sending me operas and like rock operas and brilliant shit. All right. Well, when you got your stuff to plug on, you're always welcome on here. And if you need an acapellaist or something or some background vocals, I'm glad to throw down. Curtis, tell them about your channels and avenues.
Yeah, man. Twitch.tv/SkipNTosh, SKIPNTOSH. I said I was going to be back this week, and I've been back this week. I put in, for me, which is a lot, but I put in like a solid like 7 hours
Damn.
On the stream work.
Nice. So,
there's not enough Kings to talk about. What are you talking about these days?
Well, you know, I can make some Kings talk. So there's a little bit of Kings talk, you know what I mean? But mostly it was with Smash Bros. And most of it was Smash Bros, I believe. All I was just getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting for that ultimate. You know, get my down throw to forward smash with Mario.
Dude, we gotta lab that up, dude. I want to be good at ultimate. I really do. Man. I want to go to, like, tournaments and stuff.
Bro, if you want to be good at ultimate, don't call me. Call Nairo. I'm gonna screw you up, man. You don't want to put it in there. Anyway.
I got love for Nairo, but I don't think he got that much time to train someone who's brand new.
But well, you got an ace in your pocket. It is your birthday.
Oh yeah,
cash your birthday over. Wish.
Nairo, do you know what I want for my birthday? Will you train me? No, man, I can't do that. My pride. Webb, what's your stream schedule look like lately?
It's kind of all over the place right now. Lately, it's been mainly just Friday nights. I'll jump on and play. And it's like variety. It varies from week to week.
Yeah. I've been catching you a few times.
Yeah.
Actually, a few times.
Yeah. Like, you popped in there. Yeah. Probably pretty soon we're going to be jumping on Sea of Thieves.
Okay.
The
expansion.
Expansion coming out.
Oh, man. We didn't talk about it in the news, but like you're going to be able to, I think, do like Cruise of Eight kind of.
Yeah, that's what you were. Okay, that's what you were telling me. And then they're also introducing like actual ghost ships ran by skeletons.
Yeah, we got to save something for Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that more on Wednesday. But yeah, Webslinger 1, right?
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/Webslinger1 to catch his streams throughout the week. And always right here on VGBstudios.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show week in and week out. Don't forget, if you're listening to this on your iPhone and you just haven't done it yet, get that 5-star rating going. We can use as many of those bad boys as we can get so more people will learn the show, and then you know, we can maybe get some of those sponsorships, and then the show can get watered down with ads. And that's what you guys want in the end, to know that we're rich. For David Webb, Derek Voss, Curtis Fisher, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.